So it's 1466019.55 is the contract amount. Alderman Mayor.
Just important to point out, Glenn, maybe you can just touch on this. The other alternatives that we looked at would have gone up proportionately as well.
I believe so. So this, I tried to write in here exactly what why it went up, and I think part of it is the Foxconn. We had some competitive bids, 1.4, 1.5, 1.7 bids. So it was competitive. It's just everyone is saying right now road projects, because of the bidding climate, are just rising and rising.
As I recall, the roundabout was the least expensive alternative, correct?
Correct.
Not that I wanted it. And so proportionately so, even the other alternatives would have gone up proportionate, but they were already way up to begin with.
I think that is a fair statement, yeah. So even though the others, you know, this may be closer, as I pointed here, maybe closer to one of the other options, that other option would be much, much higher.
So. Yeah, okay, thank you.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk?
No.
Aye.
No.
Aye.
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 Motion carries 4 ayes, 2 noes, no absent, no abstentions. G19 on 373, the lady from MMSD has been released.
Move to approve.
Where?
She's been released to go home.
Oh. Where are you going to put the rain guard?
Sure.
Wait. It's up to the Environmental Commission.
Well, that's what my point is going to be.
The whole purpose is that there is someone that MMSD is endorsing this product, and so the idea is they'd like to have one in a public place where, say, a developer comes in, finds out that they need to have green infrastructure, which is not part of the requirements. The idea is that there would be one really close to look at. So around the back of City Hall, the entrance for the elevator is one location because there's a downspout there, and the other one is the back corner behind the health wing. That would also be a location where we could install it. It's been proposed that we hold off installing it until after the roof project is done, so that way when they redo the roof, it would all flow together.
Okay, I would like to see it go to the Environmental Commission too for discussion as to location, at least to be this the whole thing discussed there. I mean, it should have been there to begin with.
Accept
it and refer it. With staff's advice on timing and location.
We had our building and grounds walk around at the library yesterday, and there is a very wet spot that could be, this could be very appropriate for. I mean, you couldn't even walk in there.
Is it near a downspout?
I'm just suggesting, I don't even know if there's downspouts on the library. But
one of the
just
issues, I think we talked with the staff on buildings and grounds and library, and I believe that those two buildings have an interior downspout. They're not on the exterior, so that's yet has to be the location where there's an exterior downspout. So.
Well, if you want to know, I don't remember seeing any downspouts, but it's the corner closest to the fire station along Drexel.
Just to note, the siting of it, if done this summer, has to be in conjunction with the bid documents we have out there. We have certain areas in the City Hall grounds used for staging for the project. So before any final siting is done, be allowed to do that if it doesn't conflict with the construction project.
So I didn't hear a second. So Alderman Mayor made the motion.
Second.
Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. G20 on 399 is a station-specific alerting system.
Second.
Oh. I guess the vote is pretty clear on that. Okay. Stand by it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Good job, Adam.
Good morning. Good morning.
G21, page
21.
Second.
Authorization to accept the quote for Adair's for Chief's floor.
And my district constituent.
Glad we're using a
business in the city of Franklin.
This motion is subject to placing a publication of a first-class notice. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G22 is the fun one of the night. An ordinance to amend 2018-2345 to move some funds in TID 3 to pay for assessment reductions 2016, 2017, 2018. Mr. Ratzenberg, is this you?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I did draft this particular item. This is a budget amendment which will provide the appropriation. It does not authorize the expenditure. It merely provides an appropriation that the council could then use to provide a settlement at whatever time you choose, up to the limits that are provided in this particular budget amendment.
Alderman Mayor.
And as we talked about, we would need these whether we settle now or whether we go to court and lose, we would need to draw from this. If we win, we wouldn't, but we want to set it aside.
Whenever the council would settle it, you would need an appropriation to move from. So this establishes an appropriation. Don't know whether it would be sufficient to meet any other settlement or court order, but it would provide an established appropriation for the proposed settlements.
Mr. Roberto.
And those proposed settlements are the next item of your agenda. Mm-hmm.
Motion to authorize a transfer of funds.
So moved.
Sorry.
Madam Clerk, we're going to need a roll. Just pick everybody.
Yeah. Yes.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absences, no abstentions. Okay, here we go. G23, page 407. Settlement agreement between Sam's Real Estate, City of Franklin, for the tax years 2017, 2018, for their store at 6705. Mr. Dan.
Do you want a motion first, or can we discuss?
We can discuss. So why would we always
do? Well, I know it's not the right way, but... I do have concerns with an email that did come out. I'm not necessarily privy to all that information, but I understand that there may be some rulings that have come down recently, and can we get some feedback on that?
The ruling that occurred was based on the assessment value in Mayfair Mall, and doesn't have anything to do with the basis of arguments in this discussion. So there's nothing from that conclusion that really impacts the decisions and the sort of the dark store issue here. There's very little of that there involved at all. And I specifically followed up with Attorney Braithwaite today on that, that it should not change any of the prior discussions or considerations that you had.
Other than it reinforces what you state, he can and does win. And I had to say that.
That is true.
All right, folks, is there a motion to tell the mayor under his best judgment to execute a settlement agreement as prepared by Attorney Braithwaite of Bella Carlson on behalf of the City of Franklin between Sam's Real Estate Business and the City of Franklin relative to Milwaukee County Circuit Court Case 17CV12977 consolidated for the 2017-18 tax years, whereby the city writes a big old check refund to the world's largest retailer in the amount of $38,627.55, subject to the above. Is there a motion? Second?
I'll second.
On the motion, just one technical detail, if I may.
Yep.
For each of these items, I will note that the other party has already executed it, but they executed an early version that had slightly different wordings for the exhibits, which the Attorney Braithwaite says, doesn't make any difference. The city will execute what is in your packet, even though they've executed something slightly different, both of which will be submitted to the court to end up resolving everything. So he says not to worry about that, but I just wanted to note it on the record that there's some... Yes.
Just for the example, I will object to this, but I will not veto it, and I will be respectful of the objection. Because I'm one of the leading opponents of the, or proponents to fix the dark store loophole and for me to settle. It goes against my grain, but it also goes against the motion to settle. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 No.
Is there a motion to... I just read
it. Yeah, there was a motion.
Yeah, I did. No, it was firsted over here by Barbara and I seconded it.
Mike's on the roll.
But just that way, I'm voting no on the first two because they're in TIDS, and you know, it's already, the money's already there. But I'm going to vote yes to deal with the Menards one, limit our exposure, which is 16,000. So just that way, where I'm going, which is similar to what I said in closed session.
Yeah,
they're all set. Okay.
By design, sir. Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, you know, I mean,
I'm going to put it right back in your lap. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to.
Oh, come on.
Motion dies due lack of a majority.
You're going to keep going the same way all night.
I had a nap at 5 o'clock.
And I just said I'm on my way home.
Motion dies due to lack of majority. Any other action regarding this item?
Can we have further discussion?
Alderman Dandridge.
Okay. I know what your thought is, your opinion. If we decide to pursue this legally, I know that we're working with a good attorney. Can we have Mr. Liberta can you add any insight on this?
Yes. So here's, I'll give you my assessment as Director of Administration. We believe the law is on our side, but there's only been sort of one case settled on point, and it's not perfect, and there's been lots of discussion around not only in this state and others that have gone the other way. So to say because there's one case that's on point that appears to settle this does not mean that it will win. So win or lose, either party, it would probably continue on to higher levels of the court in appeal or future settlement or compromise. As a city cost, we do have some protection in the fact that the costs to fight it are primarily being absorbed by our insurance company. We pay all the settlements. We pay any, you know, conclusion. All that being said, that sort of sits on the cusp because there isn't a lot to guarantee it. And there have been other actions that suggest that the industry has a foot to stand on. So it comes down to, I believe, risk-reward analysis. And right now, the settlement offer, you know, if you look, using this example, we had them at $8.5 million assessment. They were at a $7 million assessment. And we have sort of a scaled, you know, a sliding scale. So we're doing better in the earlier years, on a compromise, one could argue, than they are. And they really only get closer to where they would like to be for all of the years in settlement at the end. So we're sort of ahead of that scale, and this agreement has us pay no interest. So we're compromising from using, 8.5 to 7.8, whereas they wanted to be at 7. And if we take it to court and lose, all the years will go down to the lowest number, and there will be interest charges. So from a risk management standpoint, this is a good proposal. If you want to avoid risk and limit the liabilities, I know we talk about, you know, maybe there's some distinction between what happens for one's in a TIF and not in a TIF. If the TIF takes a big hit and pays that all out, it still is money that goes out. If the TIF closes with that money in it, it gets dispersed to the taxing group. So it's not like it doesn't impact us. It just means we deal with the whole issue. We're not doing it out of our existing general fund and having to have the other communities pay us back. So it is easier to handle. It doesn't affect us directly. But ultimately, if the TIF were to close with that money in there without having to pay out something bigger due to a court case that we fought and lost, we're going to still feel that loss by the fact that any excess money isn't distributed. So my recommendation is, unless you really want to fight the point of it, argue that it just shouldn't be that way, in that one case that Attorney Braithwaite has won in the state that is relatively on point, that is the law, and we should win and we should fight it to the end, you should do that. If you're looking for the best way to moderate the risk, given that it is very early in those rounds of court decisions, and even if one starts to come in, they're going to be appealed, and that's going to go on for a number of years in all likelihood. And even if the legislature changed the law tomorrow, that's not going to affect the old cases. So I personally would recommend moderating that risk by accepting this settlement, sort of cleaning us up in all of these, and then keep pushing that legislative side so nothing else gets out the barn door. These are the biggest ones we're likely to deal with, and as far as the settlement goes, these are good settlement offers. Given away some of the negotiating points and whatnot, but for the record, if the citizenry were to look at this, I would tell them that these are in their best interest, in my opinion.
Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Huberto, there is a cap with regard to the financial value of the legal services provided to the city on these matters from the League of Wisconsin Municipalities Mutual Insurance Company, correct?
I believe there is. I apologize. I don't have that number in front of me. I could go pull out the binder and look it up. But yes, if it kept appealing to the end, we could have some problems.
Alderman Dandridge.
Mr. Mayor, I'm wholeheartedly on board with your position. I believe that the interpretation of this dark store phenomena is incorrect, and the judges are siding incorrectly. I've been in the commercial banking field for a long time. They don't use it when someone's buying a building. They compare things to like size, like type buildings. And if it's a dark store that's not a like property, and especially if it's not in a similar community, we've looked at things very with scrutiny in regards to utilizing outlying properties just to come up with a number. But it's so ambiguous on how this could go. We also have the flexibility down the road. If more legislative decisions are made, then we can look at our future assessments and come back up to par. And I'm hoping that legislation does get approved. But we've got a decision to make today. Do we err with the side of caution versus taking a poke in the dark? I think I'm going to go with Mr. Liberta's thought process.
I did,
but I got to vote again.
Well, you don't have to vote again because there is no motion, but in as much as there is no majority, then there's no need for a reconsideration. So.
Mayor, could I ask some of the people that voted in the opposite to hear their opinions, if they would be willing to do that?
Well, now, hearing Mr. Liberta's situation or situational analysis and knowing that there's a risk mitigation, it makes sense, and I would like to vote for revote again, or I can just change it?
You just change the motion. We don't need to reconsider because there was no majority.
Correct.
So it's just
the
make
motion
a motion.
Failed, so it's just a motion.
Just make a motion.
Just make a motion, whatever motion it is. Do you want me to read this?
No, I just want to switch my vote back to support the settlement.
You don't want to make the motion.
Well, I'll make the motion. I have no problem with that.
All right, I'll do this again. Is there a motion to authorize mayor to execute a settlement agreement prepared by Attorney Ryan Braithwaite of Cabello Carlson on behalf of the City of Franklin between the world's largest retailer, Sam's Real Business Trust, who's got lots of money, and the City of Franklin that's got a $24 million budget relative to the City of Milwaukee Circuit Court Case 17CB12977 for a 17 and 18 tax years, whereby we will give them money back in a refund to Sam's Club, the world's largest retailer, in the amount of $38,627.55. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
As written.
Yeah, yes.
Right. We got one motion and four.
I seconded.
Four seconds. All right. Let's just.
Oh, four seconds.
Switch it and put the mayor in the seat again. Aye.
No.
Aye.
Motion carries 4 ayes, 2 noes, no absent, no abstentions. Move on to G24, 415. Similar circumstance, but this time, the world's largest retailer would get $52,638.71 of the taxpayers' money. So, is there a motion to settle 17CV12974 for the 2017 and 18 tax season for the whopping amount of $52,638.71 to the world's largest retailer, Walmart Incorporated?
So moved, as per the council action request.
Second.
Wait a minute, was that a comment on my commentary? Madam Clerk.
Aye.
No.
Aye.
No.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 4 ayes, 2 noes, no absent, no abstentions. G25 is the other one of my favorites. give the state of Wisconsin's largest business, billionaires, Menards Incorporated, Milwaukee Circuit Court Case 16-CB-8734 for tax years 2016 through 2018, whereby the city shall send John Menard a big check, a refund payment in the amount of $65,396.21. Is there such a motion?
So moved. As written on the action sheet.
Commentary on my commentary. Madam Clerk.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Told you it was. I already get enough of my money.
You can take my vote.
No.
No.
Aye.
Motion carries, 4 ayes, 2 noes, no absence, no abstentions. 26 is an amendment.
I didn't like agreeing with him very much either tonight, so I had to get out of it.
Agreeing with him.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Page 431. Increase the capital improvement fund for fiscal 2019 to reclassify appropriations for the emergency signal and engineering services for highway projects.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Aye.
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 6 ayes. No noes, no absence, no abstention. Motion carries. G27 on 437, an ordinance to amend 2018-2345.
So moved.
Annual budget for contingency appropriations for quarry survey and to reappropriate unused 2018 numbers for the senior travel.
Second.
Clerk.
Aye.
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 Aye. Yeah, aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. An ordinance to amend G28-443, the annual budget for self-insurance fund to establish an appropriation for transfers to operating funds for health savings account contributions. Motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion.
Mr. Liberta.
Alderman Dandridge.
Would you like to expound on this? Or is it Paul?
Paul.
Mr. Rodson.
When the 2019 budget was adopted, the staff estimated the participation in the high deductible plan. The proposal was to take a refund of stop-loss insurance premiums that was received in 2018, which amounted to $128,000 in the self-insurance fund to use those proceeds to help fund a employer contribution to health savings accounts. The original estimate of what that requirement was just under $59,000 in the 2019 budget, but our actual cost came in at $100,000 because of the amount of participation in the plan. This would approve an appropriation to transfer that much money out of the self-insurance fund back to the operating funds to cover those costs.
Okay, thank you.
Aye.
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 6 ayes, no noes, no abstention. Motion carries. Let's do the other stuff first. H1, only two. Licenses.
All right, motion to approve on discovery days, then Cole hold until she contacts the clerk's office as we put her on the agenda and she never shows up. Gallagher, Grimmick, Bramer, Dentis, Purcell, approve. Frank, hold, no folder. The rest of page one, all approve. All of page two, approve.
For a second?
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. ending date of May 16, 2019, in the amount of $1,294,869.82, and payroll dated May 10th, in the amount of $404,949.35, and payments to various payroll deductions in the amount of $222,595.30 plus city matching payments, and estimated payroll dated May 24th, estimated $390,000, payments to the various payroll deductions, estimated $431,000, plus city matching payments and property tax refunds and investments with an ending date of May 16th, in the amount of $1,433.64, and the release of payments to miscellaneous vendors in the amount of $3,111,887.28.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Back to G29. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 19851 sub G to confer with legal counsel for the common council who is rendering advice concerning a strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to governmental entities, litigation involving manufacturers and distributors, opiates with regard to the opioid crisis in which it is likely to become involved, re-enter open session to the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein. Let the record reflect that Alderman Taylor has left his seat at 9:20. Is there such a motion?
Second.
All those in favor? Madam Clerk. Oh, all those in favor?
Aye.
No, Madam Clerk.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries, five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. We're in closed session. It is 9:25. We're back in open session. Who's going to make the motion? Alderman, or city attorney. Mark, please.
Potential motion is a motion to authorize the mayor, city clerk, and director of finance and treasurer to enter into a retainer agreement on behalf of the city with the law firm of Phipps, Deacon, Purnell for the purpose of representing the city in potential litigation pertaining to the opioid epidemic.
So move.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The vote is five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. Our motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.